You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Busy, busy show coming up for you today after the 10:30 news. More rules for men. I'm sorry, you guys. They're not coming from me.
Do I get to cry in public yet?
You're going to have to wait.
Ah, man.
There are more rules that manly men need to follow and jobs for manly men. Again, this isn't coming from me. This is coming from all the people on Fox.
Okay.
So stick around for that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Again, I don't make these rules. I just say them out loud.
That's true. That's true. I don't put the blame on you.
All right. Also, in the next half hour, a senator who actually does things for constituents. I know it's shocking.
Yeah.
But Wisconsin has one who actually does things on behalf of the people who voted for her. We will talk a little bit about that at 10:50. Next hour, very excited. Beyond the Cheese is back.
Woo!
This is where we take time to highlight a business in Wisconsin that is not in the dairy industry.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk to Jeff Burns. He is the president of the Weinbrenner Shoe Company. Been around in Wisconsin for a long, long time. They make very sturdy work boots called Thorogood.
I got to look these up.
You should.
Yeah.
So Jeff Burns will be here after the 11 o'clock news to go beyond the cheese with the Weinbrenner Shoe Company. Of course, next hour at 11:30, our audio sorbet segment. I'm not saving it anymore.
I love it.
I am not saving it anymore.
Yes.
What thing have you decided to use? You're not going to keep it for just special occasions anymore. Mm-hmm. I am not saving it anymore. Start thinking about that now.
Yeah.
We'll kick that around after the 11:30 news, and then we will wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Birds of Prey edition.
Watch out!
There's a video element as well. You're going to want to stick around for that. To start off, though, just very briefly, the markets are still crashing, but don't worry. Trump's agriculture secretary was over... She was on TV over the weekend, and she has this to say about the tariff announcement. Calvin, play that clip, please.
President Trump laid out with a giant graphic of all the countries where tariffs were going to, what he called reciprocal tariffs, were going to be imposed. And you're imposing a 10% tariff on the Heard and McDonald Islands. Hmm. The Heard and McDonald Islands have zero human inhabitants. They have zero exports. They have zero imports. They do have a lot of penguins. Why are you putting import tariffs on islands that are entirely populated by penguins?
Well, I mean, that, come on, Jake. Obviously, here's the bottom line. We live under a tariff regime from other countries. We have
not
too long
the McDonald Islands is not imposing.
The idea that America goes first. I mean, come on. Oh, whatever.
There you go. Whatever. Don't worry about it. Whatever. It's fine. Dow Jones is at 37,850. Sorry, 47,844. 831. Okay, yeah, the Dow continues to fall, but whatever. It's fine.
Nothing makes me take an adult person more seriously than saying whatever to
right?
a question that, while wrapped with a firm tongue in the cheek from Mr. Jake Tapper, who, by the way, I was mad at you. You're back. is important. Like they said, like, this was built off like an AI generated type of thing for all the places they wanted to tariff. And yeah, okay, fine. Now answer for them. Don't act like he is so indignant that he dares ask about your plan.
Whatever, Greg, whatever. And by the way, you guys, don't worry. The president has his pulse firm, his fingers firmly on the pulse of the economy. He posted on Twitter this morning, he's going to a baseball game today.
Well, who doesn't want to kick back with America's pastime?
And most importantly, over the weekend, he won his golf tournament.
Yeah, I want to take like a few seconds to talk about that really quick. Because we briefly mentioned it last week. Three soldiers were killed in a training exercise.
Four.
In Lithuania. Lithuania is a deep ally for this country. They did a ceremony with the president, the defense minister, and the head religious cleric of that town. The president wasn't there.
No.
He didn't send Pete Hegseth there.
I thought Hegseth was.
He went to the dignified.
At Dover.
But the president wasn't even there.
No, he had his golf tournament.
He had a
golf tournament.
So once again, tell me how this administration loves vets. And I really, really gets. But hey, man, enjoy the baseball game. I'm sure it's a Nationals game. And
well, yeah. So he'll have fun today. That's nice. Yes. Again, we're not going to belabor the stock market. We'll move on.
Yeah, you can see it on your television.
Yeah, just turn on any of the cable channels.
Except Fox News.
Well, actually, Maria Bartiromo this morning said, oh, dear, we could be headed for a recession. That's a pretty big acknowledgement from Fox.
How could anyone know that when they took their stock ticker off the
I think they actually had it on this morning. Last week, in case you missed it, Fox removed the stock ticker when things were crashing. That's one way to, I don't know, just pretend that everything is fine.
Yeah.
It's all good. It's all good. Anyway, speaking of things not being fine, we're going to back up a little bit. And it was only last Tuesday that we went to the polls.
Are you serious?
Tomorrow is only a week.
It feels like a month ago.
Doesn't it? It feels like ages ago. But yes, it was 1 week tomorrow that Susan Crawford was elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, crushing Brad Schimmel by 10 points in Wisconsin. That's huge.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of postmortem now going on why, how did this happen? Why did this happen? Wisconsin Public Radio, Rich Creamer with the byline, conservatives look for answers, point blame. Following spring election losses, social media posts call for Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming's resignation. Now, in case you have forgotten, when Brian Schimming took over in Wisconsin as the head of the Wisconsin Republican Party, he said, we have to embrace early voting.
He said that as well as we have to get rid of some of these long-held beliefs of the Republican Party.
Right.
He did an interview with JS online in December of 2023, but specifically speaking about early voting, they have to embrace it. And that they did.
And they did.
Very much so.
Exactly. And the results could have been even worse.
Yes.
If they had not convinced at least some of their voters to vote early.
Yeah.
So Brian Schimming was the one who was essentially like, okay, I know we've been saying that it's all voting early is voter fraud and there's cheating and it's rife with, you know, cheats and all that stuff. That's not true. And so they embraced, they called it bank your vote.
Yep.
Now they're going to come after Brian Schimming because they want someone to blame.
I mean, what is Brian Schimming's? Okay, here is a moment where I'm going to defend Brian Schimming. I really was excited to see what he was going to do with the Republican Party in Wisconsin. I was disappointed to see that he basically went for the same tropes in his tweeting. They did, as you said, they did embrace early voting. I think that was a big deal for the Republican Party here in Wisconsin.
It was.
And across the country. But what is he to do when the world's richest man comes in and says, I want to control this election. I'm going to basically finance most of it. I'm going to be the guy who has the purse strings. Is Brian Schimming supposed to step forward and say, no, Elon Musk, this isn't a good plan. Be a little more stealth, be a little more like, you know, try some other methods of putting money in. Yeah, we'll take your money.
Right.
But
don't be so blatant.
Don't show up to Green Bay in a cheese hat, which backfired for him. It got him a lot of bad press. Or is Brian Shamim supposed to stand back and say, it's the world's richest man standing next to the president of the United States. What am I going to do? I really feel bad for Brian Shamim. I have a feeling in his head, he has a lot of ideas for the GOP in this state that will never come to light because he won't be allowed to because of Robin Voss, Reince Priebus, the National Committee, and just the Trump administration and on the whole. So, of course, he's the easy target. He's the guy who wanted change.
Yeah. Well, and again, they need to have something. They need to hang this on something exactly. or someone.
Yeah.
Our senior Senator Ron Johnson, who I saw over the weekend, he was all over television. He's really good at that.
Jane, is he's got concerns?
Let's play that clip from Wisconsin senior Senator Ron Johnson, Calvin, please.
I can't explain that. I mean, give the Democrats that credit. They were energized. They're all angry about the fact that President Trump won in November, and I guess that has fired them up. And then they, you know, have renewed anger over Elon Musk as well, although I think Elon's efforts were very welcome. I think in general they were a net positive. But again, when you don't turn people out and people don't, you can lead a horse to water. You can't make him drink. So, again, disappointing result.
Did Elon really make it a net positive?
No, they lost. That's, I would say, a net negative. Well, sorry, Jane. I'm sorry. After they lost, the voter ID thing went through, so that's all they cared about. So that's
right, there's the net positive. Right, right.
But look at the numbers, Mr. Johnson, Senator Johnson. Half of the registered voters in Wisconsin turned out. 1.3 million people voted in, or sorry, 2.3 voted, and a million point three voted for Susan Crawford. Okay, she won, but stop putting that towards anger or resentment. And also, Republicans voted for her too. You cannot convince me otherwise. You cannot convince me that some Trump voters voted for Susan Crawford for whatever their reasons are.
Right.
But this notion of like, well, chalk it up to
they're just all mad,
resentful, angry liberals. It's the worst narrative.
And I don't, as you said, I don't think that's completely accurate.
No.
I don't. I really don't. All right. We're coming up to the break. When we return, some people turned out over the weekend.
I heard there was some stuff happening.
I heard there were some things. We'll talk about that. If you were there, please, if you went to the one of the protests, the hands-off protests over the weekend, show us your check stub from George Soros. That'd be great. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, resident young person Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter if you would like news updates from your community.
Yes.
How would one do that, Greg Bach?
They would go and sign up for a newsletter at civicmedia.us.
Or you can download the Civic Media app.
How did I forget about the app, Jane?
I don't know. Download the Civic Media app for free, and then you can select the communities across the state where you want to get our news updates.
You can also select the topics you want as well. If you want more sports, we'll get sports. Weather, we'll get you set up with a thing that you like to read about. But more importantly, we want to get in touch with you, so get that Civic Media app. Like Jane said, it is absolutely free. And we just had our text-to-win contest last week, and you can be a part of that by downloading the Civic Media app the next time we do it.
The next time it comes
yeah,
around.
Yeah.
And by the way, thank you so much to everyone who entered during our show. They posted the results over the weekend.
Yeah.
We beat Todd Alba.
We won.
Thank you, Janiacs. When it got posted on Saturday, I was like, are we sure this is accurate? We should probably do a recount.
Yeah, definitely.
What is Michael Gableman up to now? I'm sure we could hire him to look into this.
But no, Todd, as Todd said, he called you and conceded. He said, for the good of America, we need to move forward and accept the number.
It was great. Yeah. And we are still waiting to contact the grand prize winners. Yes. So once we contact them, we will tell you the name. Mm-hmm. But congratulations to everybody who called in and won one of the three prizes. The Brewers tickets, the Chula Vista overnight, the $100. Thank you so very, very much for listening and for entering. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we had a really, really good time.
We did. There was some activity over the weekend.
I heard.
Big protests. This from the Wisconsin Examiner. Big protests in cities throughout Wisconsin on April 5th. Target Trump, Musk, and cuts to service. This was all over the country.
Yes, it was.
And if you were at one of these protests on Saturday called Hands Off, mm-hmm, let us know what it was like.
Please.
Check in with us at 855-752-4842. Steve from Hayward texting in, what a day on Saturday. He's sharing a whole bunch of pictures. This is Deep Red Spooner. Props to Civic Media. Keep up the great work. Thank you, Steve. And thank you to everyone in Spooner. Steve also says he's still waiting on his check.
Me too. I've been to some protests and I never got a check.
Well, I heard that this morning when I was driving in listening to Pat Kreitlow on Up North News Radio. Mm-hmm. And someone on the text line, of course, what did he say? Normal people don't protest on Saturdays.
I don't even know what that means. Okay, yeah.
So all I immediately thought of was, oh, okay, so normal people only protest on Tuesdays in early January. Because that was all normal, folks.
I mean, I guess.
But the Saturday people, I guess you were all paid. So we would love to see the pay stub from George Soros, who's the boogeyman for everything.
I know, he's.
Please send us your pay stub for the, I don't know how much does a regular protester get paid per hour? Is it 25?
Well, in this economy, I'd say 25, 30.
You think?
Yeah, definitely.
855-752-4842. Cassandra is on the line from New London. Good morning, Cassandra. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I was in the Appleton rally on Saturday. And you know what? They keep talking about all these checks that everybody's getting.
Yeah.
Like for these different rallies and things. I still haven't seen any money. I've been to a couple things now, and I'm patiently awaiting my check. But I haven't seen anything yet. Unfortunately. No, it was great. The energy was awesome. Like it was so cool to see. I mean, it's spread out in Appleton. We had like somewhere around 2,000 to 2,500 people. We were spread down like three blocks. It was awesome.
That's great. So cool. That's great, Cassandra. Thank you. Really appreciate you checking in. Christine from Slinger listening on WAUKI, living Washington County. West Bend had a great showing at their protest. I was there. I was impressed with the numbers of people and the car horns honking in support. Mm-hmm. I recently joined the Democratic Party of Washington County. Surprised to learn how many live here. Yeah. I thought I was alone.
That's something that
that's really important. That you're not alone.
Dan Schaefer has spoken about that a lot. The number of the beginning of the purple wave in those counties has been for a few years now. So yeah, go out and meet people. There are more people thinking like you than you know.
Absolutely. Again, if you'd like to share your experience on Saturday, if you were part of these protests, 855-752-4842. Let us know what it was like. And there is another one coming. Mm-hmm. This will be on April 19th. This from Newsweek says nationwide anti-Trump protest planned for April 19th. What to know? And I will say this in the remaining time that we have, except for one incident that I saw in Indiana where there was an altercation between anti-Trump and pro-Trump people.
Yes.
For the most part, this was very peaceful.
It was peaceful, and no one really, I mean, that incident in Indiana was a man who was trying to intimidate people, who was waving a gun at people and was arrested and then eventually let go. they felt like he was just, you know, exercising his First Amendment rights. So.
Fair enough. But I, again, for the vast majority, millions of people took to the streets. There was no destruction. There was no violence. This leads me to good.
Yeah.
Let's continue this. Stop attacking Teslas, my friends.
Yeah.
This is where I'm going to get harsh. We're going to call this Harsh Corner.
Okay.
This does nothing good by attacking Tesla dealerships. This is vandalism. Mm-hmm. This is a crime. I don't care what your motivation for doing this is. It's wrong. It's a crime. Knock it off. Stop saying horrible things to Tesla drivers. We don't know who these people are. We don't know what their politics are. We shouldn't be. It's wrong. Okay. It's just wrong.
All right.
So knock it off. All right.
We've left Harsh Corners.
We've left Harsh Corner. Thank you very much. When we return from the news, Manly Men Rules. For Manly Men, I don't make the rules. I just pass them along. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Next hour at this time, it's a segment we'd like to call Audio Sorbet.
Oh, I like that mix. I love that mix.
It was an interesting mashup there, where we do a little palate cleanser and get away from all of the news, all of the politics, all of that stuff, lighten things up a little bit. So next hour at this time, we're going to talk about I'm not saving it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I am sick of having my best dishes used once a year, if that. I'm sick of saving my favorite shirt or shoes or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not saving it anymore. What is your thing?
Love this.
What is your thing? You are not going to save anymore. You're just going to use it or wear it or do it.
Yeah.
I'm not saving it anymore coming up after the 11:30 news. Did we want to do a quick clarification?
Yeah, we'd like to do a quick clarification. On the text line, we were informed that the soldiers who died and Lithuania were currently at Ramstein Air Force Base in Germany. That is incorrect. As reported by The Independent this past Saturday, those soldiers were returned to the United States at Dover on this past Friday, met by the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, including some other congresspeople, not the president.
He was golfing.
Nor the vice president. And this is not the first piece, dignified transfer, as it's called, that he has skipped. But that is just to be clear. They arrived last Friday back in America.
Hegseth was there.
Hegseth was there.
Was there.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump was not.
Correct.
He was golfing, which he won, by the way. So that was the great news
of
the weekend.
Oh, I'm sure he won by a lot.
He won his golf tournament. We're going to get to Rules for Manly Men from Fox. Again, I don't make these rules. I just report them. But we did have a couple of texts I wanted to get to. Brian from Marinette. Listening on WGBW in Green Bay, there's going to be an empty chair town hall for Where's Tony Weed in De Pere on Friday night. Brian, this is your chance to make Flat Tony a thing.
Yep.
In Alabama, they are taking cardboard cutouts of their representatives who won't show up at town halls and taking the cardboard cutout instead. So maybe, you know, to make it even more exciting, the empty chair event, bring a Flat Tony.
Bring a Flat Tony.
Bring a Flat Tony.
Yeah, you know.
And Joe from Waukesha texting in, listening on WAUK. My wife, daughter, and I attended the hands-off protest in Milwaukee Saturday. It felt great to stand with so many others. The protest sign game was strong. Also, if I ever get one of those Soros checks, I will make a sign thanking him. It's all Soros money. It's everybody was paid, you guys. Everybody got paid. Okay, here we go. And again, I don't make the rules, you guys.
Calvin, are you ready? We're going to get some advice.
This is the headline, Crisis in Masculinity. Fox News pundit claims Trump's tariffs will make men more manly.
Okay. Are good.
Batya Ungar Sargon, a journalist, says that President Trump's tariffs will help bring manly men jobs back to America's working class, which is facing a crisis in masculinity. Quote, it's not just the destruction of the economic vitality of the working class, but there's been a spiritual decimation that has come along, that a crisis in masculinity, because we ship jobs that gave men who work with their hands for a living and rely on brawn and physicality off to other countries. And then we imported millions and millions of illegals to work in construction and manufacturing, landscaping, janitorial services, to work in jobs that used to give American men access to the American dream. So President Trump is saying no more to this and to the crisis in masculinity, which, of course, is why young men feel so attracted to what he's offering, unquote. If you've been waiting for that landscaping job and you haven't found an opportunity for you, we'd love to hear from you at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. About 15 years ago, a man that I was working with decided to get out of radio.
Yeah.
And he and a friend of his started a home irrigation company.
Oh, wow.
I know. So they come to your house and they put in, you know, your own irrigation so you can keep your flower beds watered and all stuff. This is 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And he told me, we cannot get white men to work for us.
Really?
They don't show up. They're not reliable. Or they just don't apply.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to do those jobs.
Well, as I'm not going to speak on behalf of all of them, but I am a white male.
You are.
You're welcome, America. And one of the things that we as white males and as Americans, but you can break it down, start with me, we've been told is that those jobs are fine for college, are fine for high school, are fine for...
They're for part-time jobs?
Part-time here and there. But that's not it. You got to get a real... You got to go to a four-year college, get a real job so you can get a house, a wife, children, and a landscaping job. That's just not... Or if someone would have said, hey, do you want to do landscaping in high school? I'd been like, that's too hard.
It's hard work.
It's hard on your body. I couldn't imagine doing it now.
Roofing is hard work.
Yes.
Paving is hard work. Road work is hard.
Yeah. And that, but that's the thing is, like, you're talking about roofing, paving, roads, things like that. And then let's also talk about those manufacturing jobs that were shipped overseas. Those jobs used to be good paying, maybe union jobs.
Family sustaining jobs.
With a pension.
Yep.
But yet you're saying like, work one of these landscaping. A landscaping job can pay you, but it might not sustain a family either. When we're talking about good middle class jobs, we're talking about jobs where you might be able to have a one income home because it's so good. But that's just not the case. And let's not forget who allowed the manufacturing jobs to leave this country. Our politicians.
Yes.
So don't act like it's a problem with men. Men just...
Well, they don't have the opportunities to do manly men jobs anymore.
Yeah, because they ruined it for us.
Well, and they don't want those jobs.
Yes, that is.
If you own a construction company, I would love to hear from you. If you are a landscaper, I would love to hear from you about how easy it is, because supposedly there's millions of people sitting on their butts on their couches playing video games.
Collecting welfare checks.
Collecting welfare checks. Please tell me the endless list of applicants you're getting from young white men to work in landscaping companies and roofing companies.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. Gene from Eau Claire is on the line. Good morning, Gene. Thanks for joining us.
believe this. I think the world's gone nuts. You know, how can those most unmanly men from Fox define what a manly job is? I mean, you know, I think that, you know, they need to get a little bit of experience in different areas before they make these gall darn comments. My dad, he worked in a factory. All my uncles and relatives, they all worked in a factory. And, you know, the conditions were horrible. Yeah, they got insurance. They got some vacation, unless they were on strike, because they'd usually end up going on strike about the time vacation come, and then they wouldn't get any pay. I mean, these people worked without hearing protections. A lot of them lost their hearing. A lot of them had asbestos poisoning. I mean, there's so many things, you know, these guys that think this manly man job thing is like, oh, the greatest thing in the world. I mean, come on. And you know, they don't even use their brain. I love the young people that are really intelligent, you know, that use their minds to create new things and, I mean, and playing videos and living down their parents' basement. And I don't have kids, but I'll tell you one thing. I get really ticked off when they run down kids that live at home because they can't afford to buy a house. Yeah. And the things that they've done in our country that hurt these young people, they can, you know, what my...
Gene is on fire today.
Gene's on the FCC edge there. She's just about to fall off the FCC cliff. Thank you so much, Jeannie. Really appreciate you checking in as always. 855-752-4842. Talking about rules for manly men from Fox.
Yeah.
And how getting rid of illegal immigrants and immigrants in this country is going to open up all kinds of jobs. Manly jobs.
Yeah.
For manly men.
Because, well, we can't forget that Fox is the arbiter of what is manly. Like
They are.
Especially, I mean, like, you talk about someone like Jesse Waters. Oh, my goodness. He's just got so many.
We have several clips from Mr. Waters.
Did I set that up?
From Maybe. Fox News. Calvin, let's play this first clip from Jesse Waters on being a manly man.
Joe Biden used a straw.
He did a whole segment. About President Biden using a straw once.
Yeah.
There are, Jesse, I hate to break it to you. There are photos of our current president drinking from a container that has a straw.
I wanted to play the entire clip, but I'm not going to lie. It gets real creepy at one point when he's talking about it too. Yeah.
Jesse also has another rule. And again, I'm not making the manly men rules. I'm just repeating them. Oh, Calvin, let's play that other that second clip, please, from Jesse Waters.
Let's talk ice cream.
Okay. Mm,
yeah.
The symbolism of a grown man holding an ice cream cone is awful. Men should only lick ice cream cones on vacation.
What is going on?
Licking an ice cream cone as a man is a very personal thing. It should not be done in public.
What are you doing with this ice cream cone, dude?
Jesse Waters, I just want to tell you something. Your coworkers are not laughing with you. They're laughing at you because it is another like 2 minutes after he's still talking about ice cream.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
licking and the whole, it's just, Jesse.
It's very personal.
855-752-4842. Oh, Cindy from Appleton is joining us. Good morning, Cindy. What do you want to say about this?
Well, a couple things. First of all, I'm hoping to find out when one-term Tony's No Tony Town Hall is going to be, what time anyway, and where. And then as far as the manly stuff, I mean, come on, look at the agricultural field. They can't get white men to work that anymore. That used to be a real manly man's job. And the construction trades, they can't find people either. I mean, give me a break. These people are just nonsensical.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, Cindy. Yeah, I don't disagree with you.
Eric Ventosa, he texted us saying, good morning, Jane and Greg. I ran retail shops for 15 years, and my fellow white dudes typically made the worst employees of all. In my opinion, it's not hard work. It's work, period. He also says, Indivisible Toast will be hosting an empty chair town hall for Ron Johnson on Wednesday, April 23rd at Denizen in Milwaukee. Said, bring your energy, bring your questions, complaints, but leave your pitchforks at home.
But bring a flat Ron.
Bring a
flat Ron.
We need our flat reps.
I just think this could be fun.
I feel like we could start a business.
I think we could. Hi, this is Jim from Manitowoc, listening in Green Bay on WGBW. Went to our hands-off rally, which was a success. The problem is neither of our local papers have reported on it. That's interesting.
I mean, it's... that I'm not totally surprised.
And Liz
that.
From Saukville, landscaping is hard. Yes, it is. Landscaping is hard work. So is roofing. So is working on a construction site. So is working on a road crew. Mm-hmm. So is plumbing. So is so are electricians and yep. HVAC guys. That's all hard work.
Those are all great jobs. See, those are jobs that kids should be looking at school for training, because those are the jobs that never go away. They're recession proof and they actually can provide a decent living.
Yep. Calvin, right before we go to break, if we can play that on straws once more time, I just think it's important to. It's a rule, guys. I don't make them.
Joe Biden used a straw.
No straws.
No straws, guys.
No straws.
Maintain that masculinity.
And only ice cream from dishes.
When I drink my Starbucks, I get the non-straw cup.
There you go. See, because you're a manly man. We have a break coming up when we return. A senator who actually does something for constituents.
What?
It's such a rarity, we have to call it out. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just one quick thing. You know, a lot of broadcast companies in Wisconsin and around the country are firing staff.
Yes.
Stripping away services like weather reports and news and sports.
Yep.
We here at Civic Media are doing the opposite.
Yes, we are.
Our team at Civic Media is growing. We are hiring right now qualified candidates to join our radio network. You can take a look at all the open positions. Go to civicmedia.us/careers and check it out. Take a look. Maybe you're one of the folks who was recently let go. There was one big company that just got rid of a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
We call it being on the beach. So if you're on the beach, you can change a couple of letters.
Maybe you can become our coworker.
That would be great.
Who knows?
Check it out. civicmedia.us/careers. Before we went to the break, we were talking about Fox, the arbiter of all things manly men.
Of course.
And they're very excited because the tariffs mean that manly men jobs are going to be coming back to America.
Okay.
Chuck from East Troy has thoughts on manly men. Good morning, Chuck. Thanks for joining us. What do you want to say about that?
Yeah, I just want to say that our, as Earl Ingram would say, our only child, who is a Iraqi war veteran and an iron worker, she's working on a building in East in Milwaukee right now. There, anyway, a lot of Trump tards, as she calls them, that she works with. There's a lot of people out there that they wouldn't do what she's doing, and they're scared to do what she's doing. Anyway, that's all I have to say about manly men.
Appreciate it, Chuck. And more good props to your daughter, man, for being an iron worker. I had the opportunity to interview a number of women who were working on the Fiserv.
Yeah.
When that was going up. And it's a great job. It's a lot of hard work.
Yes.
I mean, all of the trades are, it's very hard work,
mm-hmm.
but I like to think about what it would feel like to watch that building going up and knowing that you were a part of that.
Exactly. Just that idea of looking at, like, saying to your kid or your grandkid, I helped build that.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. We're going to move on quickly because I do think she needs some props. This from the Wisconsin Examiner, Eric Gunn, with the byline, Baldwin joins legislation demanding frozen grants for farmers resume. Yes, Senator Tammy Baldwin, who actually seems to do things on behalf of Wisconsinites. I know, it's crazy.
All Wisconsinites,
exactly. She has introduced legislation that will order the Ag Department to resume paying farmers on contracts they already signed.
Yeah.
That money is still languishing. That money was approved.
Yeah.
And it still has not been released. We've talked to Darren Von Ruden about this,
yeah,
who is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these farmers have already invested this money into new systems or maybe a new equipment or whatever. They're waiting for this cash. I haven't seen Ron Johnson anywhere talking about anything like this or Derek Van Orden.
I was just about to say, you know, I know it's senators who are pushing forth this bill, but where Derek Van Orden?
Where is he?
Where are you? You are on the Ag Committee and half of your ads are on farms when you're running for office. Are you going to put something together in the House with anybody, with Republicans, Democrats, Independents? I don't care. Are you going to do something of the same? Because you say you're a champion of the farmers. Here's your chance to actually do something.
Yeah, prove it. Where are these guys?
Yeah.
Has anyone can do a whole different? Where's Waldo?
Yeah.
We can do where's Derek? Where's Tony? Where's Rojo? Well, no, we know where to find Ron Johnson. He's always on Fox.
I know where to find Glenn Grothman, too, with pancake breakfast. And
he loves breakfast. Yeah. He's very good at breakfast. Yes, but Tammy Baldwin has joined 15 Democrats and 2 independent senators, Bernie Sanders and Angus King of Maine, to sign off on this. Quote, Donald Trump and Elon Musk are stiffing our farmers and processors, taking away resources these folks were guaranteed, threatening small businesses' ability to stay open and people's livelihoods. Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, one of 17 co-sponsors on this measure. U.S. Department of Ag has stopped reimbursing farmers and organizations for money they've spent, despite contracts they already signed with the agency.
This just reminds me of more of the same, like with regard to what's happening in Madison right now with the Joint Finance Committee. There's money. It's been voted on. It's been promised and committed, and now it's just sitting there, and they want to cancel it. I mean, and here's the question I have to ask. Do farmers have an actionable response? Can they say to the country, can they say to, you know, the Ag Department, you promised it's us. We have a contract. We want our money, or we're taking you to court.
But, well, is that the only enforcement?
I know. I'm just saying that's – but we're getting to the point now where it feels almost litigious, where they have – the only move they have
– is to go through the courts.
If this doesn't go through, they have to go through the courts. But just cut me a check, please.
Oh, and by the way, we had a question about where the Empty Chair Tony event is going to be.
Yeah.
This from Cassandra. Empty Chair Town Hall, April 11th, 6 p.m. at De Pere Community Center. That's the Weed and Empty Chair Town Hall, April 11th, 6 p.m. at the De Pere Community Center. Think about a flat, Tony. Just as a, you know, as an extra perk. It's, extra reason to go.
I was going to say, it's a reason to attack.
It's a reason to go. News is coming up next. When we return, we're going beyond the cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.